was tired. I sat down on the deepening mud and did go back to sleep. I didn't go anywhere. I didn't do anything but sleep. Chapter 72. I was a terrible mess when prisoners from the Prince's division hauled me out of the ground. Otto and Hagop, who belonged with the old division, and whom I hadn't seen since Tarandaprash, came to stare down at me.
"Looks like one of them mole rat things they got down here," Otto said.
"Only filthier. It wasn't raining out, I'd say get a bucket of water and throw it on him."
"Comics," I muttered. "You just gave away why you signed on. Your only way to get out of town ahead of an audience turned ugly."
"His disposition's improved since the last time we saw him," Hagop observed. "He don't let these little setbacks bother him anymore."
"How you guys been keeping? We don't get a lot of personal news over here." Hagop frowned. Otto said,
"A nick here, a ding there. Nothing serious."
Practically ever since I met them, one or both had been recovering from some kind of wound. It was what they were known for. They were icons, practically. Otto and Hagop could not be killed, only injured. And as long as they stayed alive, the Black Company would survive. Hagop said,
"We were sent over with a bunch of stuff for the old man and some stuff for you to put in the annals. Names."
"Oh." Croker and I always tried to record the names of our fallen brethren the best we could. A lot of guys counted on it. Once they were gone, it would be the only evidence that they'd ever lived. It was immortality of a sort.
"Lot of names," Hagop persisted. "Hundreds. Last night was not a good night for the old division."
"You going to be able?" Otto asked. "Is everything buried down there in the mud?"
"It is. But I was more careful with the annals and that stuff than I was with me. I kept them in a room with logs for the walls and floor and ceiling, with drainage and everything, just in case. I figured the Shadow Master would be the problem, though." "Hundreds of names, really? Any I know?"
"They're just all on a list."
"I'll have to add them on at the back of the volume I'm doing now. If there were hundreds, they would be recent enlistees, their names likely unknown to me. They would be recorded on a payroll somewhere, but that had nothing to do with me." Ty Day materialized. I hadn't noted his absence till he did. He said,
"My mother was all right."
He didn't sound real sure about that, though. "Oh."
"They found her in the wizard's hole when they dug him out, which was why they were so long getting to you. Your captain knew you were all right. He did not know if the wizard was dead or alive."
"You meant one eye," I realized. "Well, of course, if the quake had been bad enough to overcome the fine craftsmanship Ty Day and I put into our place, then One Eye's place couldn't be anything but a rainwater pool by now. She was in One Eye's dugout?" Embarrassed, whispering because there were other Nguyen Bao around, Ty Day admitted,
"They were both dead drunk. Passed out in their own vomit. Didn't even know the roof had fallen in till the rescuers pulled them out."
"I'm sorry," I told him, "but I'm just going to have to laugh." It came on me hard. It was more than just picturing those two getting plots together. It was the release of all the stress from last night. Otto and Hagop stared at the slopes to the south, restraining their own amusement. I suffered another laugh seizure. I realized that, before lunch, word would be all over